what you are voicing.
Blog Talk Radio.
Your host and travel pro on HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. Welcome back, fellow culturati, to another week and another show. Today I'm chatting with Morel Howard, our pre- and post-travel tips expert, and we're heading to the beach. So get your beach bag ready for some fun in the sun. We've also got Javon's Travel Minute, the question of the week, and the culture report. Now, this week is the last week to join us to the fabulous Ghana. We're going September 8th through the 16th, and you can get the detailed information and make your reservation at travelingculturati.com or by calling 877-428-2773. Now, let's get into some travel news. Well, TSA officers will no longer stop black women to conduct hair searches in airports. Neuroscientist Malika Singleton of Sacramento, California, was on her way to an academic conference in London. And upon going through security, she was approached by TSA officers who claimed they needed to screen her sister locks. Singleton recalls, "I was going through the screening procedures like we all do. And after I stepped out of the full body scanner, the agent said, 'Okay, now I'm going to check your hair.' The TSA agents inspected Singleton's hair by pulling and squeezing it. She was subjected to this procedure both going and coming. Upon contacting the American Civil Liberties Union, Singleton learned that a complaint had already been filed by Novella Coleman, one of three black lawyers working there who also wore sister locks. Coleman recalls having her sister locks searched on two separate occasions. And when she asked the TSA officers for the reason of the search, she was told they needed to screen extensions and hair that was deemed to have abnormalities. Soon after the complaints were filed, the TSA issued an email to the ACLU to announce their plan to begin conducting training to eliminate discrimination of black female passengers. Now they've announced they will end the practice altogether. They needed to screen extensions and hair that was deemed to have abnormalities? I can't believe they really said that. Come on now. Well, JetBlue is the first to launch flights to Cuba in August. JetBlue's first regularly scheduled flights to Cuba will begin this month, with fares beginning at $99 each way. JetBlue's first non-charter Cuba route will launch August 31st, when it begins nonstop service between Fort Lauderdale and the central Cuban city of Santa Clara. JetBlue initially will operate three flights a week before going to daily service on October 1st. This means JetBlue will be the first U.S. carrier to begin normal airline flights to Cuba. JetBlue says service from Fort Lauderdale to two other Cuban cities will start in November. JetBlue also says its service to Havana, the Cuban destination best known by Americans, will be announced at a later time. JetBlue has tentatively been awarded the rights to fly to Havana from Fort Lauderdale, New York, and Orlando. The U.S. Department of Transportation took longer to award the routes to Havana because flight interest from U.S. carriers exceeded the maximum number of flights allowed on the route. Road Warrior has identified the best frequent flyer promotions for this month. United offers bonus miles for Marriott travel packages. In an ongoing effort, United is offering as many as 12,000 bonus miles for booking one of these packages. Transfer points to Aeroplane and you could score big bonus points. Aeroplane is ready to reward those that transfer points into its own coffers. Members can earn as many as 55,000 points in its program when transferring points from hotel partners. This offer lasts until August 15th. 500 bonus United miles for using Visa checkout. If you have a United branded credit card, you could be eligible for 500 bonus miles. All it takes is to enroll in the Visa checkout program and spend at least $5 through the service within 15 days of signing up. You can earn quadruple flying blue miles. After your second stay at any Hilton Family Hotel in Europe, the Middle East, or Africa, you can earn quadruple flying blue miles, the joint program of Air France and KLM, among other airlines. Bonus Delta miles from Gilt Group. Make a purchase at online shopping retailer Gilt Group and earn extra Sky miles. Your first purchase of at least $50 qualifies you for 1,000 miles, plus receive one additional mile for each dollar spent. If you're a Medallion member, you score 1,000 bonus miles plus 2 miles per dollar spent. Just make sure that you enter your Sky Miles number when making a purchase. And Virgin Atlantic encourages you to bring your furry friend along if you travel with your pets. Virgin Atlantic is ready to reward you. Four-legged travelers and their tail companion on flights between London and most U.S. destinations earn 1,000 bonus miles per trip. While other cities, like San Francisco, Los Angeles, for example, you can earn 2,000 bonus miles. Independent Traveler has compiled a list of the world's most beautiful waterfalls. Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe on the Zambezi River. Now the Victoria Falls is located between Zambia and Zimbabwe, and it measures more than a mile across. I must say that is beautiful. Gullfoss in Iceland, and it's one of Iceland's top attractions, with thundering glacial waters that tumble down multiple levels amid clouds of mist. Gullfoss, which translates to Golden Falls, indeed emits a golden color on any sunny day. There's Thor's Well in Oregon, surrounded by water on three sides. Thor's Well is located off the coast of the Cape Perpetua in Oregon. Its waters rush into what looks like a bottomless hole. While you're there, you can also spot Devil's Churn, where thunderous waves crash against the rocky shores and spouting horn. Exactly what it sounds like, where seawater shoots into the air. And there is Atharapilli Falls in India, nicknamed the Niagara of India. The falls drops about 80 feet, rushing into the Chalakudi River in Kerala. It's located in a lush green forest. In Croatia, there's Plitvice Waterfalls. Many people travel to Croatia for its beaches, but don't overlook a visit to Plitvice Lakes National Park. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The park's many waterfalls and cascades flow into a series of mesmerizing teal blue lakes. That certainly sounds like something you want to see. And in Venezuela, Angel Falls, the world's tallest waterfall. Angel Falls cascades more than 3,000 feet from the top of a cliff in remote Canaima National Park, Venezuela. The falls were the inspiration of Paradise Falls in Disney's Up. In Thailand, Irrawaddy Falls, a 7-tier emerald green waterfall. And it's the most popular attraction in Thailand's Irrawaddy National Park. In New Zealand, Stirling Falls. Stirling Falls is a haunting, desolate waterfall in Milford Sound, a forge in New Zealand's South Island. Its waters plunge some 500 feet, and they flow from the mountain glaciers. Lastly, right here in the United States, in Hawaii, Waimoku Falls. On Maui's famous road to Hana, Waimoku Falls is one of the most sought-after photo ops. The 400-foot waterfall located within Haleakala National Park flows down a lava rock and into a pool. So happy searching on those waterfalls. FAA is set to hire 1,400 entry-level air traffic controllers, but you have to apply right away, and there's only a small window of opportunity. The FAA recently announced that it's planning to hire 1,400 new controllers. There's a short window of opportunity from August 8th through the 15th. And for those interested, you can apply online in advance. According to FAA, the job posting will be listed under Air Traffic Control Specialist, Trainee, and will be available only on the U.S. government's official jobs website, usajobs.gov. All those considering applying can establish an online account now for the one-week application period beginning August 8th. The FAA expects more than 25,000 people to apply for these 1,400 positions. The minimum requirements: you have to be a U.S. citizen under the age of 31 on August 15th. However, there are some exceptions. You have to pass a medical exam and pass a security screening. You also have to speak English clearly enough to be understood over communications equipment. Have you ever heard the pings and pangs of an airplane when you're flying? Well, you don't have to fret. Condé Nast Traveler has revealed the five most common sounds you might hear when flying and what they mean. If you hear a poof of air at the gate, one of the most noticeable sounds you'll hear before you take off is a loud poof as the ventilation switches from an outside system to one inside the aircraft. The lights will also flicker as they transition to the plane system known as the APU, or auxiliary power unit. It saves money to connect to the outside systems when airplanes are on the ground. You might also hear a bark as the plane taxis. When the planes taxi, whether before departure or after arrival, the plane will make a weird barking sound. That's the hydraulics, or the system that helps steering, braking, and air pressure, amongst other functions on board. Also, there's the whir of the wings before the plane takes off, and after it's in the air, you'll hear a whirring sound as the flaps first increase the wingspan and then retract to give lift, so the plane can take off and maintain an airspeed. You might also hear a bang from the belly of the plane, and as the plane begins its final descent, a flap under the wing opens and the landing gear drops. This is often accompanied by a bang, which is perfectly fine. And when the airplane lands, you'll hear the loud screech of the brakes. It doesn't mean your pilot is a crazy driver or that the brakes need a tune-up. Rather, the plane just needs to maintain a certain speed to reach the runway, generally around 100 to 150 miles an hour. And that has the length of the runway to stop a 400,000-pound plane filled with people and luggage. So you nervous Nellies can relax when you hear the sounds of the plane. They're all normal. Well, that's all I have for travel news today. And when we come back, we'll have Javon's Travel Minute, Morel Howard with some pre and post travel tips for heading to the beach, and the question of the week, so don't go anywhere. I'm Javon Harley with the Traveling Culturati, exclusively on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. As the continent's leading airline, South African Airways, a Star Alliance member, knows Africa better than any other airline. We are Africa's most awarded airline, which includes a 4-star rating from Skytrax for 14 consecutive years and named Best Airline for Africa for 13 consecutive years. With our daily service from Washington Dulles to Johannesburg and beyond, from the moment you board, you'll see we're the only way to fly to Africa. To book your flight, visit us online at flysaa.com. That's flysaa.com.
Hi, I'm Hoda Kotb from NBC's Today Show. I am so excited to let you know that I have my very own exclusive show on Today Show Radio on Sirius XM. After you listen to Kathy Lee and Hoda talk to me about it, we're going to talk music, tech, exercise, nutrition, relationships, and celebs. This show is going to be so much fun. We're going to get to know each other. Join me, Hoda Kotb, for The Hoda Show, Mondays and Wednesdays, 2 p.m. East on Today Show Radio, Sirius XM 108.
America's wounded warriors are coming home. After serving on foreign shores, these brave men and women are returning to their families and communities. Many have wounds you can see, and many have wounds you can't see, like post-traumatic stress disorder. Now that these warriors are back home, they are ready to enter the civilian workforce. To help, Wounded Warrior Project has developed the Warriors to Work program, a career counseling service that helps warriors translate their military experience to the civilian workplace. These extraordinary men and women bring proven world-class job skills and a unique perspective on teamwork to the job. And to ensure the right warrior finds the right job, Wounded Warrior Project works with employers to find just the right match. When you hire a Wounded Warrior, you hire an intelligent, talented, and committed new employee. Contact Wounded Warrior Project at findwwp.org. Welcome home the brave.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals. Because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, offers original programming from participating historically black colleges and universities. HBCU's goal is to highlight the activities of each institution and its contributions to the African diaspora. The creation, management, and delivery of HBCU is provided by the Howard University Radio Network, located on the campus of Howard University. For more information, log on to HBCUradionet.com.
Welcome back to the Traveling Culturati. I'm your host and travel pro, Javon Harley. Traveling Culturati, the style and culture of travel. Make sure you visit the website, travelingculturati.com.
And now, Javon's Travel Minute.
Last month on my flight from Los Angeles to Chicago, when we landed, several people started applauding. Others looked around as if to say, what's going on? And I thought, well, I don't remember the last time people applauded upon landing. When I first started flying many years ago, it used to happen all the time, and majority of the passengers did it. Today, it rarely happens. And when it does, only a few people applaud. And why do people applaud anyway? Well, because flying itself is something we accept, but mostly we really don't understand how it's happening. So we clap because the big metal bird has landed safely. Today, people seem to clap if it was a rough ride or something odd happened. I was once on a flight that nearly hit the tarmac upon landing because of low clouds and what I can only speculate was poor coordinates by air traffic control, and we had to abruptly abort landing. So when we made a second attempt and landed safely, we all applauded. I think it was the first time I had ever applauded. So do you applaud upon landing or do you think it's ridiculous? Hit me up and let me know. Inquiring minds want to know. This is Javon, and that was your Travel Minute. Morel Howard, our pre- and post-travel expert, is in the studio with me, and she has some pre- and post-travel tips to get us beach ready.
Yes.
Hello, Morel.
Hello again. How are you?
I'm great. Thank
good,
you.
Good.
Do you applaud upon landing?
Yes, I do.
Every time?
Every time, because I'm a control freak, and then I say a quick prayer, and I'm like, thank you, Jesus, I'm on the ground. Yes, I do, every time.
It's not as many people that do it now, and I notice that there's usually like a handful of people, maybe one or two, and other people are like, well, maybe I should applaud too, and they join in.
Yes.
And then others like me, I'm looking like, what are you applauding
Why?
For?
Just land it. Exactly. Exactly. Yes, I do. I definitely applaud.
Yeah, well, we're right in the middle of summer, and that means some of us are heading to the beach.
Yes, yes. If you're like me, you were just there on Sunday being a beach bum and having a good time. So summertime is here. Time to soak up some of the sun, and what better way to do it than on the beach for a beach day?
Yeah, well, what do you have for us before we head to the beach? What are our pre-beach tips?
I have a few pre and post beach trip tips. The first one is titled, It's in the Bag. Now, this may seem simple and easy. You just grab a beach bag, you toss some things in there, and you go. But you don't realize that you should have made a checklist just like you would if you were actually going away on vacation. So some of the things that are essential for your beach bag are definitely first and foremost, are your sunglasses. You want to make sure that you protect your eyes from the sun and then the rays bouncing off of the sand too as well. Another thing that you want to make sure that you have in your beach bag are your flip-flops. A lot of times people may come in sandals or gym shoes. It's actually better for you to come with flip-flops. And the main reason, the sun is hot. They're easier, they're lighter to get around in. And then what better way to, when you're done in the sun, from the beach, going back into the car and putting sweaty, sandy feet in gym shoes. Of course, you definitely want to have your blanket and then a couple of extra beach towels. This one is very important. I suggest bringing two beach towels, one to lay on, and then another one to dry off, and keep those two separate in two separate places, because the one that you lay out on, it's the worst thing. Coming back in, you're trying to get sand off, and then you're putting sand back on you, and it's rubbing into your skin.
Unless you want to exfoliate.
That's true.
No, that is where when you're trying to dry off and you have this abrasive action going on.
A couple more things. Sometimes you can bring a chair. I love bringing my chair in addition to blanket and towel. So just to sit down and end up have a squat. What's important too as well is your entertainment and radio. You definitely want some tunes when you're out there, your iPhone or your cordless speakers when you're out there. And then also other forms of entertainment are those water frisbees and footballs and things like that. You want to have fun. You want to relax, but you also want to have fun and keep the children entertained too as well. One of the things that I love doing is going to the dollar store and getting those little pail and bucket and those molds and things like that from the dollar store. Mm-hmm. You can make a quick sandcastle and just make moats and things like that and just have a good time. Lastly, following up, bringing a magazine or a book to read. Definitely anti-wipes. Those are really good, just soaked or wet ones. Another thing, too, as well that I like bringing to the beach because they have a lot of seashells and things like that. It's good sometimes just to go to a library and get a book of seashells, even if you're on the ocean or on a lake. And if you have little kids, that can keep them busy going, you know, with the book on the sand and just flipping through and saying, hey, I found this seashell, that type of thing. That can be a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And now, you know, a lot of people have their e-readers, and a lot of the e-readers now have the white pages so that it's easy for you to read, especially in the sun. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have the white pages on your e-reader, you will never see what you're trying to read.
So this is where a great library card and books and magazines matter. I love that, those periodicals.
Yeah, you kind of think yourself that we're all kids at heart and that maybe as an adult you don't need these toys, but sometimes these things are quite fun to have, even as an adult, to keep you occupied. If you go with a group, you're kicking it with the rest of your group. But if not, if you're by yourself, it kind of gives you a chance to entertain yourself.
Yes, it does. It grounds out everybody else that's around you as well.
Now, how are we keeping it cool?
Oh, keeping it cool. This is the most important. You want to have a cooler with tons and tons of water. The last thing you want to get on the beach is dehydrated. So you want to make sure that you hydrate and you drink tons of water. One of my tips as far as keeping the things in your cooler cool and cold, I like to freeze strawberries, grapes, and blueberries. I like to freeze those in the freezer overnight. And then in the morning, put them in an individual plastic baggies. In the morning, one thing else that you want to keep in your cooler are some really light sandwiches, finger food snacks as far as crackers and cookies and things like that are concerned. So to keep your water and your sandwiches cold, just take your frozen bags of fruit, sandwich them in between the water and the sandwiches. It keeps it cool, and as the day goes on, it's not as heavy as ice. And then you can actually eat it because fruit is, especially when you have like watermelon and strawberries, they have a lot of water in it. It keeps you hydrated. It's a good sweet snack, and then you're not lugging everything back home with you as well.
It's a really good idea. Keeping those snacks cool and something that's going to withstand the heat for a period of time. And, you know, you can also get those freezable packs so you don't have to get the ice itself. And then that way you don't have to deal with the wetness of ice as it melts. Mm-hmm. But you get some of those freezer packs. Mm-hmm. And then that way you can wrap them around your items.
That's
and then you take those home and you put them back in the freezer and they're reusable as well.
Yes.
They also have some very nice portable bags. I took one with me when we went to Ravinia. And it's insulated. Mm-hmm. So whatever you put in, it's going to keep it at that temperature. Mm-hmm. So if you put in something hot, it's going to keep it hot. Mm-hmm. If you put in something cool, it's going to keep it cool.
That is true. I like those.
And that is really great because, again, you don't have to do the ice. Mm-hmm. And it's very light and you have everything contained in one bag.
Right. You don't want to carry too much stuff to the beach, but you want to make sure you carry enough.
Yeah, that's really key to do that. And going back to in the bag, a couple of things I would certainly add to that.
Okay.
I know you talked about wet ones, but also bring a roll of toilet paper with you or tissues because bathrooms aren't always so accessible and you may have to use like a porta potty or a bathroom that's only for the beach and a lot of times they run out of toilet paper. So bring an extra roll with you.
So you don't go in the lake like everybody else?
No.
Toilet paper is awesome. That's a great idea. No, just joking, promise. No, but that is a very good idea. Also, something else that I want to make sure that you keep in your bag, and this leads a little bit into the post a little bit, but your bag, bring a change of clothes to as well. The worst thing is to get in the car with wet clothes on and the wet swimsuit and you have five people. So that's something else, too, that you want to make sure that you put in the bag. So you want to make sure that you have that in your bag.
What do you think as far as like an umbrella or something like that? Because when you get there, a lot of times they have them on the beach, but not enough for everybody.
Exactly. Here comes the sun, protecting yourself from the sun. You definitely want to make sure that you have like a beach umbrella. And they sell beach umbrellas real cost effective now. The big ones that you can stick in the sand or even the ones that you could put on your chair. I have both of those. Buy the umbrellas, the beach umbrellas that have UV ray protected. That's very important because, you don't want to have a regular rain umbrella. The rays are still going to come through and you can still get burned, even on a cloudy day. The most important thing I cannot stress enough besides bringing bottled water is having a good sunscreen, a good SPF sunscreen that is based on your skin tone and your skin type kind of thing. So you want to make sure you have a really good quality sunscreen and put it on from head to toe. When I say head to toe, make sure you put it on your face. Put it even on your ear tips. That's someplace that gets that burns sometimes when you're out in the sun and your hair is wet and you forget. And when that sun burns, that really, really hurts, the tip of your ears.
It's those areas you don't think about until you go to touch it or something.
Exactly.
And you think, what on earth is
with that? Yes, the tip of your nose and your toes. You want to make sure you get your feet too as well.
You know, before we get to your post tips, I want to talk about what to do at the beach. And you talked about the sunscreen, and absolutely you should put that on before you even get to the beach and apply it all over so it gets a chance to absorb into your skin. But once you get there, here's what people don't do often enough, and that is to reapply the sunscreen.
Yes.
And you should do that at least every 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And certainly if you go swimming, you want to reapply. Also at the beach, I want to talk about some etiquette and style. With etiquette, you want to make sure that when you set up camp, you're not too close to someone else. The worst thing is to invade someone else's privacy.
I cannot stand that. Of all this beach, you want to come right next to me.
A little too close, because we all want to stretch out a little bit. And what I mean stretch out is that we just want to feel comfortable that we're not right up on the next person.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way you're not infringing on their personal space.
Exactly.
The other thing you want to do is to anchor your belongings, because sometimes it gets windy and you don't want your things just flying all over the place. And what happens if you're too close to your neighbor?
My umbrella flew out. Good thing that the shovel came in handy because it flew out of the ground. So you definitely want to make sure that you're not that close.
As you said about your music, it's best to bring earbuds or headphones so that your music isn't blasting or infringing on someone else's privacy who may be coming to the beach for peace and quiet. And I know you're not going to get that much peace and quiet, but at least you don't want your neighbor's music just blaring all over the place. And they may not even like your style of music.
Exactly. inappropriate music too, as well, with children around.
Yeah,
well.
Certainly if it's, if it has profanity, you definitely want to have your earbuds. Talking about playing horseplay at the beach, that's the time to do it, but you want to make sure you're not close to people. So when you see people lounging, laying out and relaxing, that's not the area where you want to play. You want to, you know, leave your things and go to an area maybe closer to the water or away from where people are lounging.
Not to the side yet.
Because guess what? When you're running around and playing and doing these things, you're kicking up sand.
Yes.
And
yes.
And especially if they're children. You know, I like to hear the sound of children playing, but from a distance.
I brought my slices of pineapple back home and I had tons of sand in it.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Sometimes you just eat a little sand.
Yeah, we just have to eat a little bit of it.
You just have to deal with it. And when you hit the beach, you talked about flip-flops, and yes, they are great. But when you hit the beach, you should take them off because they are flip-flops, which means they flip and flop sand. So you're just walking along and flicking sand all over everyone. So it's best to take them off unless you have shoes that completely cover your feet. But if you have those flip-flops, then make sure when you hit the beach, you take them off as you're walking along, and especially through other people. Now, style, because there are some people out there where you just want to throw a flag on the play. Not cute. You want to make sure that you are stylish, and but it's not always the aesthetic. Sometimes it's the function of it as well. Talking about your beach bag, why not have something that is so cute? But also make sure you have a large enough bag that you can put everything in. You don't want to have multiple bags. So make sure it's large enough for you to put all of your items in. Maybe not necessarily your food. Maybe there's a separate bag for that. But you have your towel. You have your sunglasses, a change of clothes, your music, your magazines, and all of those things. So make sure it's substantial. And while you're at it, it might as well look good. Find the right bathing suit for your body type and in the right
size. One size does not fit all. Contrary to popular belief, it does not.
Some of us need a swim dress.
Yes. Some cover-up.
You know, you don't want the underboob hanging out on the two-piece.
Yes.
No one really wants to see all of you. But there are so many websites and television programs that can really help you with finding the right bathing suit for your body type. Because we all have different body types. And you want something that's going to look flattering to you. So just as if you're shopping for clothes, certain styles may not look good on your body type. The same thing with bathing suits.
I think, especially for women, I think we should look at buying a bathing suit the way we look at finding undergarments.
Yes.
Especially the top part of the undergarments, because like you said, one size doesn't fit all. And sometimes you have to get measured, that type of thing. That's very important too as well, because you're going to have it for the entire season. And you want to make sure that you're comfortable in it and that everything stays in that's supposed to stay in.
And you want to make sure that it's comfortable and functional for you.
That is true.
Retro is really in and it's very modest, and you get that kind of pinup look with it.
They sure do.
But get a nice cover up. Again, it's function and fashion at the same time. You get something that's really nice, a sundress or something like that. You can quickly go from the beach to the cafe. So let's say you don't want to bring a lot of food with you. You're just going to bring your water, and but you plan to have lunch, and so you can quickly put on your sundress or your cover up if it's a nice cover up, rather than just a sarong tied around, and you can go to the cafe and you're not going to feel underdressed.
And then sometimes they won't even allow you in if you don't have on proper clothing, even if you're on the beach. If there's a certain sitting area, you have to be covered up.
Exactly. And then get a really cool sun hat. I love the big floppy hats that are out now, because sometimes we have beach hair after we've gone swimming. And so again, thinking of fashion and function, a nice beach hat or a cool sun hat will work really well. A lot of times with sun protection, we forget about our lips.
Yes, we do.
And it's very important to do that. So protect your lips. One that I love is Burt's Bees,
mm-hmm.
and they have tinted moisturizers mm-hmm. with a sun protection.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a little bit of color
uh-huh.
as well. So
uh-huh.
I really love those things. So those are my what to do at the beach, your etiquette and style.
Sounds good. That's
yeah.
awesome. Those are wonderful tips.
And so now we're back to Morel with the post tip.
Perfect, perfect. I have three tipping you in the right direction. Now it's time to go. You're ready to get everybody loaded up. First things first, especially if it's a crowded beach, one good thing to have is literally a whistle, and I'll explain why. Because if you have children around, if everyone is separated, like as you were saying, as far as etiquette is concerned, the last thing you kind of want to do is yell over someone. You know, not saying a whistle is even louder, but at least you can do a whistle, toot, toot, kind of thing. It sounds funny, but if you have children in the water and you get to the edge of the water and you blow your whistle, they know what it sounds like. They know it's time to come in. Binoculars, too. That's another good thing. It's great for looking to see at the sailboats that are off into the distance. But again, especially, too, if the beach is very crowded and you have little ones bouncing around, it's a good way to keep an eye on them, too, as well.
It certainly is, and especially with little ones mm-hmm. because you don't want to take your eyes off
mm-hmm.
of them, and you want to make sure that you can view them at all times.
At all times, absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So now we've wrangled up the crew. Everyone is back into the car. Everyone is getting back to the car now. You just brought the entire beach with you in your shoes. So that's one of the reasons why I love flip-flops. To have a jug of water in the car and just pour the water on over your feet and the flip-flops, it instantly rinses off all of the sand from the beach, and then you just hop in the car. You won't have it all in the car with you.
That's a great idea. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Moisturizing. You mentioned the lips. This is very, very important. You want to get a very good body butter or good moisturizer because now your skin is dried out. You've scrubbed and shellacked everything off from the beach, so you want to make sure you put back all of the oils and the nutrition into your body. So yeah, that means from doing a leave-in conditioner from your hair or oiling your hair, from a great body butter or shea butter or cocoa butter, from your, make sure you get everything from head to toe again. And I can't stress enough that your ear tips, and then like you said, the lips, that is a great tip. You want to make sure that you moisturize your lips too as well. Don't forget your feet, tops and bottoms in between the toes. I mean, hit every nook and cranny. Make sure you moisturize yourself.
Yeah, it's very important because the sun is very damaging to the
mm-hmm.
skin. It can dry out the skin.
Yes.
And as you said, you've had all of these products and things on
mm-hmm.
there. So you want to replace that moisture
mm-hmm.
that you've lost through the sun
mm-hmm.
as well. And the salt from the water, the sea salt, as well as the sand, can rob your body of moisture
sure
as
can.
Well.
It sure
so
can.
It's very important, not just for your body, but for your hair as well.
That is important too as well. And lastly, water, water, and more water. I know I told you to hydrate on the beach, but it's very important to hydrate when you're at home. Now your body's settled, you've showered, you've moisturized, now you're setting in. You want to make sure that you rehydrate and replenish your body with all of the liquids that you've just exhausted out on the beach, including washing and taking your shower. So you want to make sure you drink tons of water. Finish off some of that the fruit that you have there too as well. And because a lot of times when you go home, you may still be a little bit hungry. You don't want to eat it something very heavy on your stomach. Finish off with some of the fruit that you have. It hydrates you, and it's light on your stomach, and you can go to bed, and you won't have an icky tummy in the morning.
Absolutely. Well, Morel, thanks again for some wonderful tips.
You're welcome.
I want everybody to just have a great time out at the beach.
Yes, yes.
That's what summer's made for.
Yes, yes. I'm headed back. Hopefully I'll see you there.
Yeah. I recently discovered that the U.S. passport pages have quotes on them. That's right. Each page has a quote by a famous person. I wondered if we could find anyone else who discovered these quotes in the U.S. passport. Take it away, Mo.
Traveling Coach Arati with your girl, Mo. Always on the go, and I'm here with... Terry, can you tell me a quote that's in your passport?
A quote?
Yeah. Are you aware that there are quotes in your passport?
No, I had no idea.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to need you to go home and flip through that passport, girl, because it's all types of inspirational quotes in there.
Okay, I'll do that tonight.
Traveling Coach Arati with your girl, Mo, always on the go, and I'm here with...
Joey.
Are you aware that your passport has quotes from famous people in it?
Yeah.
Can you tell me a quote that's in your passport?
E pluribus unum.
Okay, that was a good try. I don't think that's in the passport, but thank you, Joey.
You're welcome.
Traveling Coach Arati with your girl, Mo, always on the go, and who do I have here with me?
Danielle,
can you tell me a quote that's in your passport?
The Constitution?
The Constitution. Constitution as a quote in your passport, Danielle. That's your final answer.
I'm going to have to go check on that.
Oh, okay. We're going to go ahead and let you say you don't want to phone a friend. You don't want to phone a friend, Danielle.
Can I do that?
Oh, do we have any time? Unfortunately, no one was able to give me a quote from their passport. Traveling Culturati with your girl, Mo. Always on the go. Back to you, Javon.
Thank you, Mo. In 2006, the U.S. State Department rolled out a newly designed passport booklet. This new booklet is of a biometric design, which means it's embedded with a computer chip and other high-tech security features. It also came with the new patriotic images and quotes from important people throughout America's history, mostly presidents. Here are a couple that I really liked. We have a dream. It started way back in 1776, and God grant that America will be true to her dream. Martin Luther King Jr. The cause of freedom is not the cause of a race or a sect, a party or a class. It is the cause of humankind, the very birthright of humanity. Anna Julia Cooper. I might also add that that quote is the only one in the passport booklet by a woman. Well, when we come back, we've got the Culture Report. I'm Javon Harley with the Traveling Culturati on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. Culturati host and travel pro Javon Harley. The 2016 WHUR World Tour takes us to Japan, a country steeped in tradition and culture, from the ultra-modern bullet trains to the incomparable shopping in Tokyo. Culturati will love it. This November 3rd through the 12th, we'll visit Tokyo, Kyoto, and Osaka. We'll stay in deluxe five-star hotel accommodations and enjoy excellent tours and cuisine. Sponsored by the Japan National Tourism Organization, United Airlines, and WHUR. The WHUR World Tour, Japan. Visit advantage-intl.com for details. Javon Harley here, your travel pro and host of Traveling Culturati, with the top reasons to visit Ghana: history, friendly people, Ghanaian hospitality, and unsurpassed natural beauty. Ghana has it all, but the top reason to visit Ghana is to join me and Advantage International. The wait is over. The dates are set. Join us in Ghana September 8th through the 16th. We'll start in the capital city of Accra and visit the W.E.B. Du Bois Center for Pan-African Culture. We'll follow the history of the slave trade and visit the infamous forts, castles, and slave dungeons on the Elmina and Cape Coast, September 8th through the 16th. Fly South African Airways, Africa's most awarded airline, nonstop from Washington, D.C., and stay in deluxe accommodations. Go to advantage-intl.com for complete details. That's advantage-intl.com. See you on the plane. Join Traveling Culturati and Advantage International for the once-in-a-lifetime trip to Washington, D.C. for the historic opening of the National Museum of African American History and Culture. The National Museum of African American History and Culture will be a place where all Americans can learn about the richness and diversity of the African American experience. Join us as we visit the museum. Enjoy a nighttime tour of the monuments. Our package includes air from Chicago, accommodations at the J.W. Marriott, tours, selected meals, and events. Go to advantage-intl.com for complete information and to book.
Every 4 years, memories.